previously on Compassion Radio.
We emphasize where we're the same and how our goal is to follow Jesus Christ, is to follow God, and they can trust us. We're not here to do anything that is going to be harming their family. We're there to speak life into them and to see what Jesus Christ wants for their lives.
Intrepid.
When God tells you to go, then everything works out. He provides.
Involved.
It is so exciting to see what God can do, and this is why there is so much hope.
International.
Compassion Radio allows the listener to get involved in projects that are going to change history.
This is Compassion Radio.
Tracking the triumph of God in every nation on earth. Welcome in to the daily radio ministry journal known as Compassion Radio. Friends, right now we're in this season of Advent, on a journey, going towards something. Picture yourself following in the path of the wise men, in going toward Jesus, finding out what he wants for us. Have you ever stopped to think that the wise men that we read about discovered Jesus in a culture that was foreign to them? They found intimacy and purpose in following wherever he led them. That's kind of what we've been doing all week with two precious missionary couples. It's exciting to hear about what's occurring overseas, and there's no doubt that God's hand is in Romania, working in the hearts and minds of its people. We pick it up now with this analogy from Bram Floria.
The American analogy, the other side of the tracks.
Exactly.
These are the kids that are on the wrong side of town.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So you are spending some actual literal and quality time with these guys over there. And what are they responding to? And what kind of things are you doing over there that says Jesus and that these guys notice?
Something that impacted me greatly was one of the boys from that area was answering a question to another person asking a question of love. How do you know that you're loved, especially by others? And he was saying with Brandon and I and Jessica and Becky, just that they know that we don't have to go to them. We don't have to minister to them. We don't have to care for them in any way, but yet we do. And I think that's just a testament to God's love for them and using us to be the hands and feet of that love, the voice of that love for them.
Before you answer this question, Brandon, I just want to ask a question you can all answer in concert. The question that hangs in my mind is, can you really love these kids without going to them? Think about that for a second. Brandon, you were going to say something.
Yeah, just answering the question before, I think that Romanians have a lot of amazing attributes within their culture where they're able to speak truth, but because of some of the bluntness and some of the ways that they maybe filter their thoughts, a lot of in the way they consider shame and honor within their culture, there's a lot of attack on their actions where maybe they won't dig deep into the root of why they are acting that way, or maybe we bring that into the equation where, okay, yes, you've maybe lied, you've maybe stolen something, but what is leading you to that point? And we're able to not write them off completely and before getting to that answer, and we're able to maybe look past these things to care for that person, that even though you've hurt me, even though you've done something against me, we know that there's something worth investing in your life. And I think that's been something that really God has blessed us with. And sometimes we need to be just like the Romanians in speaking against sin that is coming up in their lives, but then other times going in deep and loving them in a way that is looking past those actions as Christ does for us, as he forgives us even though we've committed every sin in the book. And so I think that's an amazing way that we've been able to reach the youth as well and spending time with them.
If I put a bumper sticker on that one, I would say we can't look past the sins because they have to be identified.
Exactly.
But when they can't look past their own sins, you have to for them.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, back to the question. Can you reach people if you don't go to them?
I think if we want to reach them and their households, that was something that we felt strong conviction over in the summer, was just wanting to improve areas that maybe we were lacking in before, realizing, wow, we've got great relationships with all these youth, but yet I've really never met this person's father. You know, I've maybe met a sister or a brother or a mother. but I've never met this person's father. I really want to know them. And it was something that from we were going through a Bible study with the boys in the book of Philippians, and you see culturally there's a difference, right? But you see Lydia and her household be saved. You see the jailer and his household be saved. So something for us where, yes, if we don't go to them, especially within their communities because they're so strongly communal, if we don't try to go into that and be a part of that in a way, not in a sinful way, but in a way of entering in and bringing the gospel into their context just by being a presence for the Lord there.
Awesome. Brandon.
I know that a lot of people support us, and I know a lot of people get through prayer and financially do that. And I believe because we're there, they're being able to minister to these children. I think if you're connected maybe through World Vision or maybe Samaritan's Purse or these different areas or organizations where people do have their feet on the ground and are ministering, I believe through that you actually can minister, that your prayers are doing that. If you come on a short-term trip, I do feel that that affects what the ministry life is, and I do feel that you could do it that way. If you're maybe sending money and there isn't someone that's on the ground there all the time, that could be, might get complicated. Yeah. But I think definitely speaking on behalf of the people who pray for us and support us, that so many things have been blessed because of that, and we're able to succeed in areas that we were told that we couldn't. Mm. And yeah. I absolutely believe that's the prayer of the saints, being raised up to God as a sweet, fragrant offering to them on our behalves, being there, and on the youth's behalves, and on Christ being able to be that mediator for us in the heavenly realms. And so I would say yes. I think that you can be ministering to youth if you actually have never gone there, if you're maybe a prayer supporter or a financial supporter, or even when sending gift baskets on Christmas sometimes. We get those, and those are such a blessing to us.
Those are both contrasting and beautiful and complimentary answers, guys. I appreciate that, because you know, we are working with missionaries that are on the ground in different parts of the world. We bring their stories back to the States. We often go and visit them on the ground. We hope to visit you guys in your situation there in Romania someday. If we've done our job well at Compassion Radio, we have enabled the people that are listening with us right now to fall in love with the Romanian people, at least a little bit, so that when they pray for them, they're not just praying at a country.
Yes.
They're not just sniping in prayer saying, God, do something over there. You start asking questions of God, what's happening with people there? Put them on my heart so I can pray for them better. Let me know what's happening with missionaries there so I can pray for them or get involved financially. How can I support missionaries in my own church that are going to Russia, going to China, going to South America, whatever? That God would stir us to rise up to join in that mission is a marvelous thing. I want to close out our time together and have you all explain to me from your own perspective, how would you encourage young people like yourselves, maybe young and married, no kids yet, or young with a young family, who are thinking, God's kind of stirring something in me. I don't know how to go about solving this problem, but I can't get away from this thought that God's got more for us. Explain to them, if you can, how you've gone about or what you would encourage them to do to listen closer to God and discover what God has for you. Becky?
I would obviously say continual prayer is a great way, obviously, that God's speaking to us and encouraging us. But in my experience with moving to Romania and getting over there, is we built relationships within our church, even though we knew we were moving.
Yeah.
Even when Brandon and I first were married, we knew we were going to someday be overseas. So, but we didn't take those 3 or 4 years and say, oh, well, we're moving anyways. We made deep relationships of people who held us accountable, who prayed for us, who encouraged us. And then also, we really tried our best to submit ourselves under our elders of our church and be really open with them about the things that we were doing, about the calling, where we wanted to go, and letting them be a part of the calling, letting them be a part of the whole process. They even came with us on our first trip, our vision trip, to see if it was a good fit. And those things, I think, are huge that helped us get there and helping us stay there and not just being quick to say, oh, I'm going to go. I'll figure it out when I get there. But being prepared in the best way. I mean, I always think this when someone's getting married and they are doing counseling that I always had this feeling during our counselings. I want to be ready. I want to, you know, I want to get it all in my head so I can be, you know, have this perfect marriage and be the best that I can, which is good to have those feelings. You're wanting to be prepared, but you really can only prepare to an extent, you know, but exactly. It's still good to be prepared. It's good to be that.
Well, I think it's fair to say it is wise to prepare. Mm-hmm. You're never ready.
Right. No.
You know, like being a parent, you weren't ready to be parents, mm-hmm. Especially as missionaries. It's a real tough nut to crack as far as learning all the things you got to learn as a young couple that normally would just be the biggest thing in your life. You got a couple of really big things in your life now, too, that include raising your children.
Gonna sneak in here for just a moment, and we'll get right back to the program. But first, here's a word from Bram's wife, Sandy Floria, on the season of Advent.
Hi, this is Sandy Floria. As we move into the Advent season and the celebration of Christ's birth, we pause to reflect on the past year. This year, I have been reminded of the generosity of so many of you, our Compassion Radio partners. Thank you for your notes and emails of encouragement and prayer support for this ministry as we've gone through so much transition this year. Your words of support and prayer have been encouraging to us. They've encouraged us to move forward with our mission of bringing stories of hope and God's work from around the world. Compassion Radio does just that, and you've partnered with us throughout this year. It's been a blessing to us, to our family, and to the ministry. And now, as we look toward the new year, we want you to know we value your partnership more than ever. We are committed to bring you the stories of God's work around the world, but we can't do it without you. Would you consider continuing that partnership with us throughout the next year? Please prayerfully consider a generous gift for the ongoing ministry of Compassion Radio. Thank you, and may God bless you this holiday season.
You can reach us by phone at 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. By mail at P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Again, that's Box 2770. Orange, California, 92859. Or on the World Wide Web at CompassionRadio.com. In fact, our website recently underwent a whole new reboot. So check it out when you get a minute. We'd love to get your feedback. CompassionRadio.com. Let's get back now to the interview.
So the bells are right ahead of you, and hopefully giving you a good example, Brent and Becky, what's coming for you guys when God decides to expand your family that way. Let's move on real quickly. Paul, Jessica, what would you advise people that know that God's kind of tugging at their hearts about something bigger than just their personal devotional life at home? Might include missions.
I think the biggest thing is to be sure of your calling, and the only way to do that is to explore it. Mm. So you must go to the Lord with expectation that He's going to give you some sort of answer, because He is, even if it's yes, no, maybe, right? There is an answer. And it's not just a sitting and waiting for God to, God, I'm going to sit in this chair and I'm just going to wait for you to bless me or wait for you to give me the answer that I'm looking for. Mm. It's, God, what do you have for me? Mm. Okay, you give me a glimpse and I'm going to seek that out. And if it's not that, you're going to show me and guide me in the direction. It's not just this straight line, right? It curves along the path. And so definitely having patience and knowing that God is preparing the way ahead of you, but also pursuing what that path is.
Yeah. And I would say there's a lot of maybe background work, like in your room, in your prayer closet, whatever, but of just even figuring out, like, what are these desires coming from? Is it something to build me up? Is it what God is calling? And just questioning that and praying and getting in the Word and just letting God speak to you, and then start living your life as if you were a missionary. Hmm. So if God is calling you to be a missionary, what can you do here? Are you living like a missionary? Are you invested in your local church? Do you have strong relationships? Is there a ministry that you can help with? And are you really submitting everything to God? Hmm. Because that's what is going to happen on the mission field is...
And you speak with great authority in this group right here about being the one that carries the weight of motherhood. Mm-hmm. And so you chose to lay your kids on the altar, like Paul was saying earlier in our conversation. And you might even feel it more viscerally that you are literally, I'm in the process of literally weaning these children, and yet they're still my offering to God. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of emotions that go through that.
Yes.
So how has God blessed you in that sacrifice?
I just think that he is showing me some of the fruit already, some days not. But just that they are seeing a different part of the world, or seeing people, one, seeing the people that are probably the most important to them, which would be their parents, and even Becky and Brandon are very important to them, but following God and even struggling or wrestling with God. Not, church is not a hobby for them, or they don't see it as a hobby for us, for the important people in their life. So I count that as a blessing.
Amen. Brandon, wrap it up for us. Your perspective on what it's like to be called, and what you would encourage others that are following in your footsteps this way.
Yeah, I just echo what everyone else has said, just really pouring into a local church and living in community through them. And if it's your first time ever going on a mission trip, go with the people that you trust and to experience what life is like, because sometimes you can get a glossy view of what this life is. And there's sometimes you're going to be packing your bag ready to go home, and other times you're going to have the best day of your life. And and so you need to be willing and committed to have both of those extremes in your life when you go onto the mission field. And so, yeah, get connected in a church, see where they're plugged in the ministry, overseas, locally, regionally, and do that. And if not, there's a lot of amazing organizations out there that have their feet on the ground in foreign countries. Pursue that, maybe in a country that God may be laying on your heart, and try it out.
And there's nothing more beautiful than the feet of those who bring good news, right? When someone comes over there you've never met, but something, God literally goes before us in a lot of ways and paves the way. Not always in a beautiful ray of sunshine ahead of you, but something will click with certain people. And I know many ministries talk about enter in and find the person of peace in that village.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Find that person that you know that God's got his hand on, whether they even realize it or not. And discern those things so you can lock into them, and they become literally your cultural interpreters. Yep. They become a person that becomes your ombudsman, your defender to others. I suppose you found a few of those along the way in your own town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, God really blessed us with the church that we're in. They've already had the connections within the community for a long time, so we could say Raul, our pastor's name, and his name could echo within the community and bring great benefits to us, because he's Romanian, and so have these relationships. And for us personally, we have a great helper within our language teacher when we first got there. His name's Mihai, and he's been able to guide us through so many mishaps and adventures that and really guide us in what it means to live a life as a Romanian. And so we love that. And within the ministry, I think it's just a, there's not one person, but a combination of everyone who's in Hope Church. And so being able to minister with them in different areas.
But even though there's already established ministry, there's already established church in our town, we still see this idea of the person of peace with the youth, because I try not to worry myself so much with the kids who are so hearted and angry about the Lord and wanting to get away. I try to identify the people who the seeds have been planted and they're ready, and trying to put effort into those to help them. When we're talking about discipleship, really building them up and not getting so wound up about the people who are still really hard, because it's going to take time, you know?
And it is very easy to get wrapped up in the things that are going wrong and try to be problem solvers. And the prayer requests that came back from all of you over the first couple of years, and how the attacks would come, and they were like big storms. Suddenly a $5,000 water bill or something happening that you all had to walk through with a great amount of faith. Mm-hmm. Not understanding that God was only going to use that as a stepping stone into something, and into relationships that he wouldn't have been able to lead you to unless he had put you on the very edge of faith. Exactly. Those kind of things will come at you. And, of course, it's all the little things I worry more about. When I'm praying for you guys over there, since you're our missionaries from our church, I'm concerned about the little things that trip us up we never see coming. Don't even realize that's what it was. And don't realize how it's dragging us down, down, down into a place where we're not really in joy or in the center of his blessing for us and the calling, and that we're being enervated, not energized.
Yeah. You know?
So those are real struggles. I'd like you guys, wouldn't mind just quickly praying over the ministry for Romania, because you love those people. Yeah. They're your people. They're our people now because of it. And pray for those who might have a calling or a nudge from the Spirit saying, I need to do more than I'm doing. Just pray over those people who might be listening to the program today.
Dearly Father, Lord, we know that you have a heart for all people, that when you came to this earth, Lord Jesus, you died for all once, to have salvation for everyone, available to them for everyone. And Lord, I just am so grateful for the people that we call brothers and sisters in Romania and those that have yet to be revealed to us, Lord, that we'll come into contact with and grow in relationship with as we walk through this life, run this race towards eternity, towards you, Lord. And Lord, I just pray for the youth of Romania especially, Lord, that they're going to be the ones that are going to really bring change. Lord, they're the ones that are going to be raised up to be the leaders in communities, in businesses, in government, Lord. They're going to be the ones that are going to be needed to stand firm in their faith, Lord, so that others may have courage as well. Lord, I'm thankful for Hope Church, for Dragonești Olt, for the south of Romania, Lord, where you are doing a great work. And we're grateful that it is you that is doing the work, mm-hmm. Lord, because if it was any way in us that we were the ones doing it on our own strength, Lord, it's going to fail if it hasn't already. So, Lord, we're grateful to you for your hand being in Romania, Lord, just moving in hearts and minds.
Yes, God, and we lift up all those that are listening today, Lord Jesus Christ, that have that calling or that desire to pursue you in international missions and local missions. God, I pray that during this time that you can push them over that edge. Maybe they've been standing there and just waiting. And I pray that you speak to them. I pray that you give them strength to step out in faith and to pursue what you're calling them to do, Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for how you continue to bless us in Romania. And I thank you for the future blessings that you're going to pour out over those who are exploring the call, who maybe this is the first time that they're hearing about missions and they're excited about what you're doing overseas and want to be a part of that. So God, I pray that you bless them, that you make their way straight and their paths directly towards you and what you have for them. In your name, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you guys for that kind of blessing prayer. I mean, we do want to encourage and inspire others. And this is a season of Advent that we're recording this program and being broadcast during that build-up to the great Christmas celebration that the entire world joins in on. And if that is the case, and we are on a season of Advent, a journey going towards something, this might be a season of calling, too. People are kind of following in the path of the wise men and going toward that Jesus, finding out what he has for them. Because the wise men discovered Jesus in a culture that was foreign to them and found intimacy and purpose in following him wherever he led them. And there may be others right now that are on that journey. So we pray a blessing upon them. Bless you all, and I thank you, the Georges and the Ebels, for your sharing time with us. May God continue to bless your ministry and your friendship over the years to come. And as God allows it to be tested and tried, that you all will find a place of peace amongst the four of you especially, that your table would always be a place where God is honored, is holy, and there's joy and fellowship. And may God bring us all together sometime soon so we can see what your work is like in person. Thanks for being with us on Compassion Radio.
Thank you.
A fitting conclusion to this three-part conversation on what God is doing in Romania on today's Compassion Radio. If you missed any part of it or just want to listen again, be sure to catch the podcast feed at our newly retooled website, CompassionRadio.com. Now, a brief closing word from our president, Bram Floria.
For more than 20 years, the growth rate of the believing, worshiping church in China has consistently outstripped every plan to provide them Bibles. In fact, 20 to 25,000 new professing believers are added to the faith every day. So that's why during the month of November and December, our Operation God's Word Bibles for China project is our focus and our ministry expression of love and devotion to the church that God is building all around the world. So friends, when you give this month, during this holy season where we celebrate the birth of Jesus, together we're giving to the greatest missionary movement in the history of Christianity. And we're so proud to be your partner and your friend in this outreach. Thank you so much for believing in us all these years and for making it possible for Compassion Radio to continue its work here and around the world.
For your special ministry and project gift this month of $25 or more,
We'd love to send you a handcrafted olive wood ornament made by believers in Bethlehem. Ask for it when you call, write, or give online today. Lastly, I'd like to mention the importance of year-end giving for ministries like ours. We absolutely depend on the above and beyond gifts of partners who make their most important financial and ministry decisions at year's end. We're online 24/7 at CompassionRadio.com, and we'll be available for expanded hours at our toll-free order line, 800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. By mail at Compassion Radio, Post Office Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Or online at our new and improved website, CompassionRadio.com. On behalf of Bram Floria, Cher Nelson, and the entire Compassion Radio team, I'm Jim Governale, and we'll be back with you again next time with more Compassion Radio.